Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In spite of some disappointment with state lawmakers and Governor Baker over issues such as privatizing some MBTA services, leaders of organized labor in Massachusetts say they have much to celebrate, and they celebrated yesterday, along with President Obama, at the annual Labor Day breakfast put on by the Greater Boston Labor Council. It was a chance for Mr. Obama to talk about a new executive order requiring paid sick leave for employees of federal contractors, and a chance for local political figures to lay out other labor concerns. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Elected officials, labor leaders, and rank-and-file workers packed into the ballroom for the annual breakfast. Speakers included Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, who praised unions for advancing workers' rights, but called for greater diversity in the rank and file. Senator Elizabeth Warren lambasted the divide between rich and poor.
100% of wage growth in this country under Republican trickle-down economics has gone to the top 10%. The rich and powerful have rigged the game, and they want it to stay rigged.
The main event was President Obama, who signed an executive order mandating paid sick leave on his way to the breakfast. Obama praised Massachusetts for helping lead the way on workers' rights.
And here in Massachusetts, you're already ahead of the game. Last fall, folks easily approved paid sick leave throughout the Commonwealth. In May, Mayor Walsh signed an ordinance allowing for up to 6 weeks of paid parental leave for city employees. Y'all should be proud of what you're doing for working families in this state.
Obama says there's a long history of support for workers' rights in the Bay State.
Almost two centuries ago, there were the mill girls up in Lowell, the nation's first union of working women. Folks in Boston helped lead the way to an 8-hour workday. Generation by generation, from the textile and trolley workers to the hotel and parking workers of today, hardworking men and women, like all of you, in this Commonwealth have stood up for working families.
The president's executive order mandating paid sick leave will affect 300,000 people. Many Republicans oppose the idea of forcing companies to implement paid sick leave. Mass GOP spokesman Terry McCormick would not comment on earned sick time, but he faulted the president for not discussing cost increases under Obamacare.
It's disappointing that President Obama today chose not to address a real hit to Massachusetts families, and especially union households. And that's the disastrous Obamacare tax on employer-provided health plans.
But for community activists and union organizers, including SEIU 1199 Vice President Tyreek Lee, Obama's comments were energizing.
You always have your ups and downs in this work, but you never let go. And him coming this weekend in particular, this year in particular, it just puts fire under my belly to keep on moving.
President Obama says another 44 million Americans are still without paid sick leave, and he's calling on Congress to change that. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.